Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going to be doing a deep dive on something a lot of you have been asking about.
LED fishing lights.
Specifically, how they're impacting charter trips. You guys sent in a really interesting article from Durb, right?
Yeah, one of the biggest names in the game.
So, let's just jump right in.
Oh,
it's more than just like sticking a spotlight in the water, right?
Yeah, it really is. It's really kind of changing the way people are fishing, especially at night.
And this article goes right into the whole attracting bait fish thing.
Right.
Which, I mean, any angler knows that that's crucial.
Yeah,
they talk about photo taxis, which we'll get into, I'm sure. But you and I both know it's more than just any old light that's going to bring those minnows in.
Right.
So what are we talking about here?
You know, imagine you're a charter captain, you're, you know, getting ready for a multi-day trip. You're not just bringing any flashlight, you know. This is specialized gear, just like everything else on your boat. And, you know, these LEDs have things like lens collimators to focus the light. And it's about getting the right wavelengths of light down to where those fish are hanging out.
Okay, so that's where it gets interesting to me. Because I always thought, you know, like the more lumens, the better.
Yeah.
You know, just blast the water with light.
Yeah.
But the article's saying it's not that simple.
No, it's not that simple. It's about how those lumens are used.
Yeah.
You know, think about it this way. Fish see colors differently than we do.
Right.
And, you know, certain wavelengths of light are going to penetrate deeper into the water. Some are going to be more attractive to certain species. So, you know, a white LED, for example, will have blue, green, and red wavelengths of light. And that's like hitting a visual sweet spot for a lot of fish.
Okay. So it's like you're customizing the light to the fish that you're after.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. But, you know, beyond the bait fish, the article talks about how this impacts the whole charter business.
Right.
And not just in the obvious way of like, hey, now we can fish at night.
Yeah.
So how else?
Well, it gives captains more control. Let's say you've got a group of clients that want to go sword fishing. You know, that's traditionally a nighttime endeavor. But now with these LEDs, they can actually, you know, draw in the bait fish that those swordfish are feeding on.
Okay. So, you know, speaking as somebody who's done a fair bit of fishing myself, one of the things that I always hate is having to cut a trip short because you have to go refuel.
Yeah.
It seems like LEDs could solve that problem too.
Absolutely. LEDs are incredibly energy efficient, which means that, you know, captains can run these lights for a lot longer.
Yeah.
Without, you know, draining their batteries or generators. And that translates to more time on the water, you know, more chances to hook those trophy fish.
Right. More chances to catch fish.
Happier clients too.
And speaking of happy clients, isn't there kind of an element of, you know, creating a more exciting and unique experience too?
Absolutely. I mean, imagine you're out on the water, you're a client, and all of a sudden the captain flips on these powerful LEDs and it illuminates the water in a way that you've never seen before. And you know, you're not just fishing, you're part of this captivating light show. And then when the fish start biting,
yeah,
because they're drawn to that light, the excitement level just goes through the roof.
Yeah, that's cool. Plus, the article mentions that, you know, these LEDs can last for years. So it seems like that's got to be a pretty big cost saver for captains in the long run.
Yeah, it is. But there's a catch. You know, just like you wouldn't put cheap tires on a, you know, high performance car.
Right.
The whole LED system needs to be durable. You know, the housing, the mounts, the seals, everything has to be built to withstand that harsh marine environment. Otherwise, you're just going to be replacing it all the time.
Yeah. So it's not just about the LEDs themselves. It's about the whole package being built to last.
Right.
Okay. And of course, we can't overlook safety. Especially when you're talking about being out on the water at night. The article talks about how important it is to have, you know, good lighting on the deck to avoid accidents and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, think about it this way. A well-lit deck is like having extra sets of eyes. You know, it eliminates shadows, it eliminates blind spots, makes it safer for everybody to move around, especially when you're, you know, maddling a fish.
Yeah, you don't want someone tripping over gear.
Exactly. You know, you don't want anybody, you know, losing their footing in the excitement.
Yeah, and it's not just about the crew.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, LEDs also make the boat more visible to other vessels.
Right.
Which is, you know, crucial for preventing collisions.
Especially at night.
Especially at night or in foggy conditions.
Yeah. And you know what's great about LEDs?
What?
They're compact and they're incredibly bright for their size. So you can really fit them into, you know, tight spaces on the boat. You can maximize that visibility without sacrificing you know, precious deck space.
So you're telling me they're like these little powerhouses of light that are tucked away in all the nooks and crannies of the boat.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. They're like hidden gems working behind the scenes to keep everybody safe and just enhance that whole experience.
You know, it's funny. I always thought of LEDs as like a way to, you know, save energy.
Yeah.
It's great. But this article is really highlighting how they can actually elevate the whole fishing experience for the captain and the client.
Yeah. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We haven't even talked about, you know, how it impacts specific techniques, different species, or even potential downsides.
Ooh, downsides. Now you got me intrigued. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to dig into those downsides.
Sounds good.
All right. So you mentioned downsides before the break.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
Well, you know how we were saying how these LEDs give captains more control?
Right.
Well, some people argue that it, you know, tips the scales too far, that it kind of takes away from the skill of traditional fishing.
Right. Like it's almost too easy. I can see that point.
Yeah.
You know, as an angler myself, part of the thrill, the challenge. But wouldn't you say it's more about how the technology is USD? Like a skilled captain is still making decisions about location and technique.
Yeah.
Reading the water. The LEDs are just another tool in the arsenal.
Exactly. It's like comparing a power drill to a hand screwdriver. You know, both get the job done, but one is faster and more efficient.
Right.
It doesn't make the carpenter any less skilled.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the client experience for a second. We talked about, you know, the excitement factor. But do LEDs actually lead to more fish being caught?
Well, the article doesn't really get into specific catch rates. But think about it this way. You're a fish cruising along in the depths. And suddenly there's this, you know, concentrated source of light attracting all sorts of tasty snacks.
Right. So you're essentially creating this feeding frenzy.
Exactly.
And the odds of hooking something go way up.
Precisely. And remember how we were talking about how different wavelengths of light attract different species? Well, a savvy captain can use that to their advantage. Let's say you have a group of clients that are dying to catch some mahi-mahi.
Okay.
Well, studies have shown that mahi-mahi are particularly drawn to blue light. So the captain can deploy blue LEDs to specifically target those fish.
Okay, now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
That level of precision is pretty impressive. And I bet it leads to some pretty happy customers.
Absolutely. Happy customers means repeat business. You know, it all ties back to providing a memorable and successful experience. But you know, we've been talking a lot about night fishing.
Right.
And I know not everyone is into that. Some people just prefer a good old-fashioned day out on the water.
Right, just soaking up the sun, enjoying the scenery.
Exactly.
But wouldn't LEDs still play a role even during daylight hours?
Of course. Remember we talked about how, you know, safety is paramount.
Right.
LEDs are crucial for illuminating the deck and making sure that everyone can move around safely regardless of the time of day. I mean, you're dealing with hooks, you're dealing with knives, slippery surfaces. Good lighting is essential to prevent accidents.
Plus, if you're fishing in a particularly deep or murky spot, having those LEDs could make a difference in attracting fish even during the day.
Exactly. They can penetrate those darker waters and create that same, you know, bait fish attracting effect that we were talking about.
It's all about maximizing your chances of success no matter the conditions.
Exactly.
And let's not forget navigation. Having, you know, bright visible lights is crucial for safe boating. Especially when visibility is low.
Right.
It's like having extra eyes on the water guiding you, alerting other vessels to your presence.
Absolutely. We cannot underestimate the importance of being seen out there, especially in crowded waterways or when you're navigating at night.
Right.
LEDs play a vital role in ensuring everyone's safety. And it's not just charter boats that benefit from this technology. You know, recreational boaters can enjoy those same advantages, whether they're fishing or cruising or just, you know, enjoying a peaceful evening on the water.
It's fascinating how LEDs have really kind of revolutionized the boating industry. You know, they've gone from being this simple energy-saving solution to becoming this, like, integral part of the whole boating experience.
Yeah, and it all ties back to their versatility and adaptability. You know, they can be used for so many different purposes on a boat, from safety and navigation to fishing to even, you know, creating ambiance. Plus, from an environmental standpoint, you know, using LEDs makes a lot of sense. They're energy efficient, they're long lasting, which means less waste and a lower carbon footprint.
Speaking of long lasting, the article makes a big deal about Durabrite's 10-year warranty. That's a pretty bold statement in an industry where things are constantly exposed to the elements.
Yeah, it is. And it speaks volumes about their confidence in their products. You know, they're not just churning out, you know, cheap lights. they're building durable, high-quality products that are designed to last. And when you're dealing with that, you know, harsh marine environment, that kind of reliability is priceless.
Yeah, it's like they understand the specific needs of boaters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're committed to providing solutions that, you know, can stand up to the test.
Yeah, they're not just selling lights, they're selling peace of mind.
Exactly.
And that kind of reputation for quality and durability, you know, it builds trust, it builds loyalty. When you see a company like DuraBright standing behind their products with a 10-year warranty, that tells you they're in it for the long haul. They're not just chasing profits, they're building relationships.
That's something you don't see every day, especially in a competitive market like the marine industry.
Right.
It's refreshing to see a company that prioritizes quality and customer satisfaction.
It is, and it's inspiring. You know, it makes you think about all the other ways that this technology could be applied. I mean, we've been focusing a lot on fishing.
Right.
But the potential is huge.
It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're already seeing LEDs used in everything from car headlights to street lamps.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder what other innovations are on the horizon.
Right. What about underwater exploration, search and rescue operations, even creating more sustainable lighting solutions for, you know, coastal communities? The possibilities are endless.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about the benefits, the potential downsides,
yeah,
the broader implications of this technology. But before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something that really caught my attention in the article. Those Wicked Tuna endorsements.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty powerful stamp of approval.
It is. Those captains face some of the toughest conditions out there. And they rely on their equipment to perform flawlessly.
Absolutely.
And the fact that they trust DuraBright speaks volumes about the quality and the durability of their products.
Yeah, it's like a real-life test of endurance.
Mm.
I mean, if those lights can withstand the rigors of Wicked Tuna fishing, they can handle pretty much anything.
Exactly. And it's not just the Wicked Tuna captains. Their article also mentioned the NYPD Harbor Unit and lobstermen as satisfied clients. You know, that's a diverse range of users all relying on DuraBright for their lighting needs.
It really highlights the versatility of their products. They've clearly found a winning formula. And it's no surprise that they're considered a leader in the industry.
Yeah, and it all comes back to innovation and a commitment to excellence. You know, DuraBright is constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible with LED technology. And that's what sets them apart.
It's amazing how something as seemingly simple as an LED light can have such a profound impact on so many different industries.
It is.
From fishing to law enforcement to, you know, everyday life.
Right.
LEDs have become an indispensable part of our world.
Absolutely.
And it's all thanks to, you know, their efficiency, their versatility, and their durability.
For sure.
Okay, so, you know, we've been talking about all these, like, super specialized LEDs. It's not as simple as just, you know, heading down to the hardware store and grabbing any old bulb, is it?
No, definitely not. I mean, remember we were talking about how fish see colors differently. Well, those cheap LEDs might be bright, but they're probably blasting out, you know, a bunch of wavelengths that are completely useless for attracting fish. You know, it's like shouting in a language they don't understand.
Right. So for our listeners out there who might be, you know, thinking about trying this out,
right,
what should they be looking for?
Well, first you've got to think about, you know, what you're targeting. You know, different fish, different depths, different water clarity, all those things play a role. You know, a good LED setup for a shallow water-based fisherman is going to be very different from what a deep-sea charter captain needs.
Right. So it's all about matching the tool to the job. What else?
Quality and durability. You know, like we were discussing, this is gear that's going to be exposed to saltwater sun, maybe even getting knocked around a bit. You want something that's built to last. And like, you get what you pay for.
You're telling me to skip the bargain bin, huh?
In this case, yeah. Invest in a system from a reputable manufacturer. Look for features like those lens collimators we talked about.
Yeah.
A high power chip. Make sure the housing itself is, you know, robust and can handle the elements. You know, you wouldn't skimp on your rods and reels, right?
Right.
Think of this the same way.
Okay, so let's say I'm ready to take the plunge. What's the best way to figure out what I actually need?
Talk to the experts. You know, reputable companies like DuraBright, they have people that, you know, live and breathe this stuff. Tell them what you're fishing for. Tell them where you're fishing. And they can guide you towards the right setup. It's like having a personal shocker, but for fishing lights.
Right. It takes the guesswork out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So to wrap things up for our listener today, it seems like LED fishing lights are more than just a gimmick.
Yeah, they are. We've covered a lot today. The science, the business side of things, even some of the ethical considerations.
Right.
But the key takeaway here is this technology is a game changer. It's allowing captains to work smarter, not harder. And it's giving clients a truly unique experience. And who knows what the future holds as LEDs continue to evolve? Who knows how they'll further transform fishing? And maybe even other industries, too.
Yeah, that's the exciting part, that the possibilities are really wide open. So to our listener, if you're intrigued by this, do your research, talk to the experts.
Yeah.
And you might just find yourself hooked on a whole new way to fish. Until next time, happy casting, everybody.